5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is rocking and rolling. What's getting more of your attention in the month of October? Is it the NFL, college football, NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball playoffs? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And I was going to do today in the NFL, Angel, but we've already kind of hit a lot of those NFL stories. This Davante Adams thing, charged with the misdemeanor assault for the Monday Night Football shove, this is a crazy story. I mean, that this, you know, Adams was cited for intentional overact, something that inflicted bodily injury, according to court records released Wednesday. The man shoved by Adams, identified by police as Ryan Zebley, suffered whiplash, a headache, and a possible minor concussion. So the NFL probably going to have to keep him out for a week or two.
Might have to investigate it as well.
You probably should investigate this. Zebley was working for ESPN's Monday Night Football as a freelance photographer. The charges were filed Wednesday morning in municipal court of Kansas City. Adams is due in court November 10th. If convicted, Adams could face a jail term of up to 6 months or a fine up to $1,000. I don't think he'll do jail time. It's weird. You could either do jail time for 6 months or $1,000. Which one are you going to take? Which one are you going to do? Adams has some, I think he has some, you know, some couch money lying around that fell out of his pocket.
Whatever change he has left over from his Taco Bell order.
Yes. Is this reasonable? I mean, I'm from a different camp, obviously, than Tanner. Because I heard Tanner and Brian talking about this on Good Morning NoCo. You can't go around pushing people to the ground. Boom. Could face 6 months of jail time? Is it that bad?
I think it looks worse than what it is, and I think it's an unfortunate situation, and just the timing of it, the optics of it, just looks just bad. I don't think Davante meant to do it. It might have just been an emotional outburst after an emotional game. You're just trying to go to the locker room. You just want to, you know, get your pads off and just go home and think about the loss or whatever. And a guy just runs in your way and you just kind of instinctively just shove him. It looked a little rougher than that.
I mean, it was a rough shove. I mean, it was, you know, fully.
And Devontae's a big man.
Popping into him.
Like, this isn't just a normal, you know, average 5'10" dude shoving you. This is like a 6'2", you know, 100, 200 pound receiver shoving you to the ground.
So do you agree with this Zebley guy? Are you good with him filing these charges?
I mean, it's complicated because on Adam's side, it was probably an accident. He apologized several times. Probably didn't mean to do it, just frustration, whatever. But on the other side, this is an incident that happened. Somebody did apparently get hurt, some kind of injury, possible concussion, all that. So, you know, if he didn't get hurt, maybe this isn't an issue. If he did get hurt or suffer some kind of injury, then, yeah, if hospital bills get involved, someone's got to pay for that, all that kind of stuff. So maybe you do seek some kind of legal action.
Yeah. That's the tough part. Like, I'm torn on this. Again, he got hurt. I don't know really how bad. They're saying maybe a concussion, something like that. But I don't know how bad it was, but when you add that in, I mean, a guy pushed another guy to the ground and hurt the guy. Not everything is, like I said, given Tanner crap, not everything is settled with the fists.
No, and he's an NFL player, but yeah, he's still a person.
Yes. You know, it's still just went and pushed the dude to the ground. I mean, if that were in the real world outside of a football stadium and Davante Adams just, some guy walks past him and gets in his way on accident, Adam just shoves him to the ground. That guy is either going to get up and fight, he's going to yell, or he's going to call the cops. I mean, what would you do? Some dude just walks up to you, big dude, and pushes you to the ground. You fall to the ground. You have stuff on you, you fall to the ground. you might consider calling the cops, because how bad is this going to get? And again, we know it's not going to escalate beyond the push to the ground. But you can't just go around pushing. And I like Davante Adams a lot, man. I do. I it seems like he's a nice guy.
And he's never had anything, you know, like this, a kind of scandalous story or anything.
No.
He was a relatively quiet guy in Green Bay, relatively quiet in Las Vegas. You don't see a lot of him other than Taco Bell commercials.
Right. That's all I've really seen of him. You know, not being in the Green Bay market or whatever. Just you've seen commercials and whatever, but yeah, you see the Taco Bell commercial, seems like a cool guy. Seems like a funny guy. It's just an unfortunate situation because, like you said, it's not that Davante was going into that going, I'm going to push somebody in my road.
It was an accident. It was an unfortunate timing, an unfortunate accident.
And maybe in that split second, Davante thought, you know, this guy's trying to get up in my face. This guy's trying to get up in my grill.
Yeah, and if there was video showing the cameraman purposely walking in front of him with a camera pointed at him, then yeah, this is totally different. But he wasn't. He was walking.
He was trying to get across. Now, like, obviously, that guy needs to watch out. You know, that tunnel is for players and everybody, to team members to come in and out of, so he's got to get out of the way. But he was in the road, and he was up close to Davante, and maybe in that split second, Davante Adams is thinking, who's this guy trying to get a close-up on me when I just lost? I'm mad. Get out of my face, and just pushes him. It was an accident. I mean, what do you think this is going to be, like a settlement? Does Devontae's people call this guy and say, hey, what's it going to take? $1,000? I mean, the fine's $1,000. Beginner's luck. Isn't this an occupational hazard, being in the ring of modern day gladiators? But that's the thing. They weren't in the ring.
He was leaving.
They were on the sideline. Yeah, you're like.
He's in the tunnel.
Now, if the camera guy's out on the field, yeah.
Maybe we saw what Wagner did.
That's a byproduct. Yes, that's an occupational hazard. But this wasn't Davante Adams going up for a catch and running into a guy. This was him running up to, he was running through the tunnel and just shoved him down to the ground. Like, you can't go around shoving people. And not everybody's response, nor should it be, is always going to be, oh, you pushed me down, now I'm going to punch you in the face. Not everybody is the Karate Kid. Not everything is handled like with karate, like, you know, Cobra Kai would lead us to believe. Some people just go, wow, that hurt. You're a big dude that shoved me to the ground. I'm going to press charges on you.
If he, like, bumped into him and he fell down,
yes,
this isn't an issue.
No, not an
issue. It's the fact that he two-hand shoved
him.
He
pulled his, you know, he loaded up his arms and shoved. If he runs into him, even if he brace runs into him, like he's running and then he puts both of his hands up and it kind of looks like a shove, this was full on, you're in my way, I'm pushing you to the ground. That's tough, dude. This is a weird story because okay, Dixon, the camera guy cut him off and it felt like a natural reaction. He probably shouldn't have pushed his arms out, and it might have helped if he would have helped him up. Yeah, well, that was my big problem too. Was like, he apologizes to the reporters in the locker room and says, "Sorry about that guy I pushed." He knew it was wrong. He knew it. He's walking away thinking, "Oh crap, what did I just do?" So he brings it up in his press conference at the end of the game. So he knew this was a bad thing. Yeah, the guy kind of cut him off. I'm not saying that guy, he was obviously in the wrong spot. But that doesn't give you an excuse to just go around pushing people. You can't just go around pushing people. And that's, you know, our response is not always, you know, a lot of guys talking about this, like, oh, man, don't press charges. Get up, beat him up. That's not always the, like.
So Davante can press charges on some random photographer?
Because
if he gets up and swings at Davante,
right,
who's at fault?
Yeah.
It's that retaliation rule, throw a flag or something.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine we'd just have a fight, a weird little fight in the tunnel. Dixon, apparently there are rules for media guys allowed on the field that they aren't supposed to walk in front of the tunnel as players are entering and exiting the field.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Now we've got a case here. We've got a case here, Angel. This is, if that's the rule, if Dixon's saying, hey, there's a rule in place that media guys are not, in fact, allowed on the field, or that if they are allowed on the field, they're not supposed to walk in front of the tunnel. So you were in the, you weren't supposed to be there. If you weren't there, Devontae Adams wouldn't have shoved you.
A lot of factors in this case to consider. We're going to get our other best men on it because our other best men are on something else.
Yeah, we got detectives on the Dan Snyder dirt, and we've got detectives on... Well, Dan Snyder's got detectives on the NFL's dirt, and the NFL has detectives on Dan Snyder's dirt. We have more detectives still messing with Tua and the ping pong table.
That's a new thing. It's a new development in that case.
We put out some more detectives to check out what's happening with Odell Beckham Jr. Just we wanted to detect something there.
Sooner or later, the NFL is going to investigate our investigators.
They will absolutely investigate our investigators. The NFL
Nothing
will
fishy
hire.
Going on here.
No, we can answer that quickly, and then they will take 3 days and a 474-page report that will say it's reasonable to believe that Angel and Brady are clean. They're fine. That's what we found. And now this is like escalate. Like, listen, dude. If you just personally, we all like try to put this into our what we would do. If that were me, I'd feel like an idiot for running in front of Devontae Adams. I'd go, oh crap, I got in the way. But I'm also like on the ground, like, dude, you just pushed me. What the hell? Like, I'm getting a little pissed off. Really? Am I gonna get up and try to fight Devontae Adams? Hell no. But I am going to be like, dude, what the hell? I'm sorry I ran into you. I ran in front of you, but you just shoved me to the ground. Now, if it escalates from my response and he stands over me in a punch or whatever, then you're like, holy crap, this is terrible. I'm going to obviously fight back. I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm just not a pressing charges kind of guy. I've been punched before, pushed before. My initial thought is never to get the police involved. So me personally, I look at it and say, he would have pushed me to the ground. I probably would have felt embarrassed, but also like, dude, what the hell? Maybe I would have been in shock. Like,
well, you got embarrassed and then humiliated.
Yeah, dude, Devontae Adams just pushed me to the ground. I'm sorry, I ran into him. I ran in front of him. Oops. And then if you still can gather your thoughts, maybe you're saying some negative words. And maybe he's like, my bad, I thought you were trying to take a picture of me when I was running through the tunnel, because you're not supposed to be there. Dixon says, camera guy looked like he had no spatial awareness and was in a hurry. He clearly cut Adams off and got quickly into his personal space. It was more of an instant reaction. It wasn't like Adams sought him out, correct? If he would have helped him up, it's probably a non-issue. It was more like, you startled me, dude, my bad. I would think so.
I mean, that's what it kind of looks like. The shove itself is aggressive, but it could just be a reaction.
Well, in his, you know, if the guy says, wait, what the hell? I'm sorry, man. Maybe Devontae instantly turns and helps him up, says, yo, dude, my bad. I thought you were trying to get up in my grill and take a photo or something. My bad. But this guy is pressing charges. And that's the thing. I know what I would do. Do you fault him for doing this? That's the question, Dixon. Texters, do you fault the guy for pressing charges? Like, even though you're saying you wouldn't do it, you know, you're clearly, and I get it, you're saying, well, if he would have helped him up, well, he didn't. That's like, that didn't happen. He didn't turn and help him up. He didn't say sorry. He said sorry to the media. He knew it was wrong. He felt bad about it moments later in front of his locker. Do you fault this guy? And that's where I'm having a hard time with it, because I know what I would do. I don't, trust me, in this day and age, like, people are suing people left and right. I don't like it. I mean, remember the McDonald's story? That chick sued McDonald's because the coffee was too damn hot? You remember that? Like, that is crazy. I want to get away from that stuff.
Just rewatching the video,
yeah,
in slow-mo, NFL style. Arms are down. Cameraman's there. Arms come up. Aggressive shove. Cameraman goes down. And Adams just kind of stands there and looks at him. And it looks like he's saying something to him. His head's moving a little bit. And then he walks past.
Now I'm watching it again.
Like, look how he, like, after he pushes him, he kind of, like, says something to him.
Oh, yeah. He pushed him pretty good, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is, I watched it before, but there's a close-up here from a different angle. That's a pretty aggressive push. I'm going to watch it again. He's already mad. You know, he threw his helmet down earlier. He's mad. The guy's in his way, but he's not really running. From this angle, he doesn't look like he's running. He's just kind of in his road. Adam sees him. He's walking. The guy's clearly there. It's not like Adam's looked startled. He pushed him hard. And it was an aggressive push. The guy had the thingy that holds the camera. What is that? The tripod thingy.
Yeah, he's got two hands on a tripod and a probably $700 camera.
Yeah, he said something to him. I
can't interpret what he said, but it looks like he's like, yo, what are you doing? Get out of my way.
Texter says, Adams was in a really bad headspace at the time and probably wasn't processing what happened very well at that moment. He just got run over by Hunter Henry, so he might have had some PTSD. Listen, I'm not faulting Devontae Adams for having emotions and not wanting anybody in his face, but
there's a better way to go about that.
Yeah. So is this guy that's pressing charges in the right? Do you fault him?
I don't.
I don't either. Again, it's not my style. Who's to say, though? I've never been in that situation. 22 minutes after the hour. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live from the Allo Communications Studios, we'll take a quick break. We got the Thursday Night Special coming up. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be epic. This is the big game. The big game. The big one. The biggie. The Commanders and the Bears. The game you didn't even think you needed, but now you know you need it. We're going to talk about that. It's a whole show. We'll be right back. To keep you alive, though I'm closer to wrong, I'm no further from right, and now I'm convinced on the inside something's wrong with me. Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Okay, so I went down to Nuggets Media Day like 2 weeks ago, and Michael Malone talked a little bit about, like, he was involved in a hit and run. And he obviously was rattled by that. He started the press conference with it. There's more to the story, Angel. There's more. Katie Wingy from Altitude said they obviously haven't found the guy that hit him in a car accident a few weeks ago. But the guy, according to Malone, he said the guy put his dog, Malone's dog, under his arm like a football and took off down the highway and jumped the barrier. So he hit and run. Was it on purpose then? He hit Malone to take his dog? Do we have a ransom situation going? What the hell, dude? Malone says we're working closely with the Denver Police Department to find that guy. So if you're out there, we're coming for you, he said. This isn't over. My back still hurts, damn it. He encouraged us to get the local media on this as well, according to Katie Wingy. What? What is happening?
I don't understand the process of this. It wasn't intentional.
You know what it reminds me of? Did you see Anchorman?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
when Ron Burgundy throws the burrito, hits Jack Black. And the motorcycle, like, did you just throw a burrito out your window? Well, now this is happening. He takes his dog and kicks him off.
He punted Baxter.
What the hell? Like, I'm sad. Like, I'm trying to process this in my brain. I'm sad for Coach Malone. Obviously that he got in an accident. And then somebody stole his freaking dog.
Like, the guy that hit him, did you just hit him and then freak out and like, grab the dog and run.
Ah!
Did you realize it was Coach Malone and like, oh, I could get a paycheck from
that's this. What I'm saying. Like, are we going to have a ransom situation? And then you're going to have Michael Malone. Or no, he's going to hire one of his guys, one of his basketball players. He's going to hire Nikola Jokic's brothers they're going to be like, oh, I have a particular set of skills.
They might get Bones involved in this because he has dog issues too.
Bones also lost a dog. Is that the guy? Is there a serial dog kidnapper, dog napper, that's harassing the Denver Nuggets? This is bizarro world. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dude.
Like, how do you react to that? Like, oh, I just got hit. Oh, my dog.
That's my dog.
Like, what? Duffy, why?
What do you do in that? Like, if you're, I want to talk to Malone. Can we get him on the show? Please, Michael Malone, I love you, man. I know you love Weld Works. You've been up here before. I'll buy you a beer. And I just want to hear this story because I'm just trying to think. Hit and runs are scary. Or you just get hit. You know, car accidents are terrifying. And you're like, what do I do? What's the next step? I'm disoriented. I'm in shock. I don't know. And then somebody just grabs your dog and puts it under his arm. And later, now this is happening. Taking your dog. Ran into you. Now I'm taking your dog. So good luck.
And then you just ran down the highway and jumped the barrier.
Yeah.
Like, where'd he go?
Do they have his vehicle?
You would have said.
Like what?
I don't know.
That's the story's not starting to. It's not adding up. So they haven't found the guy that hit him in a car accident a few weeks ago. The guy put his dog under his arm like a football and took off down the highway and jumped the barrier. So his vehicle's still there. So we should be able to figure out, unless the vehicle was stolen, we should be able to figure out the name of the person at least. What is that guy doing right now? Just playing with Michael Malone's dog.
Got this dog here.
Found
this
dog.
I got to take care of it.
I hit this guy. He had a dog. So I naturally took it. And now this has led me to this point in my life.
He was at fault.
Yeah. Who was at fault?
It was a fair exchange. We didn't want to get the insurance involved, so I just took the dog. Call it even.
It's like if Davante Adams would just push the guy and picked up his camera. Now this is happening. I'm just going to... what in the name of Dan Issel says beginner's luck? I'm so sorry. Like, I feel bad. But seriously, like, if you're telling this story to your buddies, yeah, man, I was driving along the interstate, or I was driving along the highway, and I got hit. Some guy just hit me. I got out of my car to see what's going on, and my dog was there, and the dude grabs my dog and takes him away. And then he just jumped the thing. With the dog under his arm. That's like a movie. This is like in a movie. What is happening here? Poor Michael Malone. He did not bring that up at the press conference. He started with, well, yeah, it's been a good summer other than the fact that I got involved in a hit and run a while ago. And now there's more to the story. How do they not have the guy's name, though? They should have the guy's name. If his car is there, his vehicle... I don't know, man. That is just one of them. I'm glad you found that story. Katie Wingy, I just retweeted it so we can catch this psychopath. This is a bad dude out there, man. He probably has like 7 dogs in his basement. Like Bones Highland's dog. Kenyon Martin's dog. There's Allen Iverson's dog. That's actually George Karl. You have all of these things. Stop stealing from the Nuggets. Stop taking their dogs, man. This is awful. They're going to make a Netflix series about this, just like the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. But only it's a dog napper that harasses a basketball team. I'll bet you a dollar right now that dude took Bones Highland's dog. He's following these Nuggets players and coaches, and he's trying to see if they have dogs.
Sounds like he's got a plan, and we got to protect all the other Nuggets dogs.
Yeah,
I don't know who else has a dog on the Nuggets, but watch out.
Yeah, we should probably find out. Who has dogs?
Inventory.
And don't you
on
dare
my desk today.
Don't you dare go into Serbia and try to take one of Joker's horses.
Oh God,
that's harder to take though.
Could you imagine?
Those horses are probably big to haul Joker around.
The horses might just fight back.
Yeah, they would.
They're Serbian, so they're tough.
Yeah, they're tough. This psychopath is out there somewhere. So wherever you are, we will find you. Someone's going to find you, and we will get those dogs back. Bizarre. 34 minutes after the hour, the Thursday night special is coming up next. You don't want to miss this. But first, we need to get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Fantana. Ron, are you okay?
The man put it back, sir.
Calm down. Read, Ron. Read.
The man from the motorcycle.
What did the bad man do, Ron?
The motorcycle on the bridge. I hit him with a burrito.
Ron.
He took him with his foot. And he kicked him. That's what he did.
Someone punted him?
No, wait. Wait, let me say something.
I'm not trying to make fun of Michael Malone and getting his dog stolen, but it's just that bizarre of a story that I cannot do anything other than just kind of laugh about it. That's where I am in my life right now, Angel. That's what it is. What a weird thing. We got the Thursday Night Special coming up in about 5 minutes, so just hold on. Take it easy. This Washington-Chicago game, ugh. Prime Video, they've had some bad ones on Prime Video so far.
Not a good start for this new format.
Mm-mm. I mean, did they think this was going to be a good game, though? I could have told you this was going to be a bad game to start the season.
I feel like the Thursday night games are the last ones that they schedule. Whoever's left over after they fill out the Sundays and the Mondays.
Like, how do they even get this game? Like, we always talk about, you know, getting our Broncos on national television. Blah. Why are we even giving them a nationally televised game? Do they don't need one? Does everybody have to have one?
I think every team has to play one Thursday game.
Oh, that's right.
I think that's a guarantee,
like, fair or whatever.
Guaranteed prime time for every team. But it's just they have not. Like, the whole Amazon thing hasn't worked out great either. The streaming is confusing for people. The broadcast itself isn't great.
No.
Kirk Herbstreit sounds just...
Kirky.
Bored.
And
Al's trying his best.
And it's awkward. Like, what did Al... Curb... Is it Curb?
Kirk. Herb. Street.
I cannot get that gentleman's name right. Well, Herbie. They were like... They're just clunky together.
I do like their little table crew that they have with, like, Fitzpatrick and Sherman and Gonzalez. I like that little group.
Yeah,
they're
you too. They're good. Richard Sherman's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad.
When he's not getting triggered by running the ball.
Oh, man.
He, like, actually got upset about that.
It's flashbacks. You think about that, man. You have probably, not probably, you have another Super Bowl. Marshawn Lynch. Just give him the ball. They probably wake up in the middle of the night, all those players from that team. Like, give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Oh,
run
what
the
happened?
Ball.
Why did Russell throw that? So I was on Good Morning NoCo this morning. Tanner's like, Russell can't throw that ball. He's throwing that ball. He did it in that Super Bowl.
He threw it to Malcolm Butler.
Threw it to Malcolm Butler, and Malcolm Butler was a hero. So as good as Russell is or was or whatever, still capable of making bad throws like that. Why you run it 3rd and 4? That one almost bugs me more than the 65-yarder. Why? I mean, they lost both those games, and the decision was crazy. But in the whole idea of, well, he's your big-time quarterback, you got to put him in those situations to win. That doesn't mean you change how you coach football. I'm sorry.
That wasn't a situation where you were going to lose either.
Right.
If you just kick a field goal or score a touchdown, you still win that game.
Give me that defense and Matt Ryan, who looked like... Years were taken off his life in that game. And you mean to tell me that you're going to go for a touchdown and then say, oh, well, we won the game? No, don't risk it. Now, if it's 1st and 4, still run it.
Like, there's no need to pass in that situation at all.
Zero. Zero need to pass. I am still haunted by that decision, which is why, and again, I'm rooting like crazy for Nathaniel Hackett. But I do blame Nathaniel Hackett more than Russell Wilson. Russell's not good, but Nathaniel Hackett's decision-making, time and time again, it's bothersome. And we're going the most recent. I know Russell was bad in that game, But third and four, you never, because it was fourth and two when he missed KJ Hamler, right, in overtime. You never get to that situation. If you run the ball, you either get a first down and you kneel it, or you don't get a first down and we go to the two-minute warning. The Colts had what, one timeout, two timeouts? And again, they've shown you nothing. They've shown you zero evidence that their offense is going to move the football on you. Texter Brady, have a feeling most people aren't expecting the Broncos to go to the Chargers and get a dub. How bad is it going to get if Russ and the boys throw up another stinker on national television? It could get worse. If it's a blowout against the Chargers on national television, then even more than that. Yeah, panic time. I mean, I said the Colts game was a must win. You know, again, mathematically, they ain't out till they're out, but it's starting to feel pretty rough. And with the offensive line issues, with injuries, with just injuries overall, you're just going to pile that on. I'm not making that as an excuse. This team was struggling well before all these guys were going down. What was with Tim Patrick's tweet? Did you see Tim Patrick's tweet? Obviously out for the season. But he tweeted, did he take it down? Let me see. I always laugh at these tweets because they're like, players want to create us against the world. He tweeted on October 7th, he doesn't tweet a whole lot, none of this will be forgotten. Make sure y'all keep showing your true colors. That was after the Thursday night game. That was like Friday morning. What was it, Thursday night or Friday morning? I don't know which date it was.
In that time period.
Yeah. So that's what that was referencing in my mind. What are you talking about? You can still be a supportive Bronco fan, but not everything has to be positive, positive, positive. You can be frustrated with the play calling and the quarterback play and the fumbles. You can be frustrated with all that. That's totally good. Players want to create this us against the world mentality.
Well, us fans, we don't have any say or control about what happens, but you know, on the field, on the sidelines, any of it. So we can only consume what you're giving us, and what you're giving us is very frustrating football.
Right. You want us to all be robots and just be like, hey, they lost. It's okay, gang. We'll be back on Sunday.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Let's go have fun. No. We have to spend a lot of freaking money to go to these games and to follow your teams and to buy the threes hats. You know, I'm going to buy one of those.
They're coming out soon.
I will buy one just because now I think it's kind of a fun thing to have, regardless of how this thing goes down. He's tweeting about it like 3 days after that rough loss. Where are my threes?
Buy these hats now.
Is that the thing that people really hate? That's the self-involved thing, like my threes?
I think maybe if it wasn't from his personal Twitter account, if he had his own Twitter account for his brand and he tweeted from that, it would be so much different.
Yeah.
Because it's all coming directly from him, we just assume, oh, he's tweeting all of this.
970 says, I bet Tim Patrick was referring to fans bailing early in the game, which is odd to me. I mean, you got overtime. I don't care how bad a team is. It's an NFL game. They're still the best in the world at football. 47 minutes after the hour, Thursday night special coming up next. Commanders or Bears? Who do I like? Does it matter? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. But yeah, we'll be right back.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, okay, okay. It's Thursday night special time. The most electrifying segment in the history of radio. Who do I like? We got to be quick here. Commanders or Bears? According to ESPN, it's even. Of course it is. It's probably because the guys that make the lines are like, I don't care. I'm not going to get into this here. Let's go. Give me the Bears. I'm liking the Bears. The Bears win this thing.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I love a good cartoon bear.
keeps it alive as a wide open Pettis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Pettis down the sideline. And in.
When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground, cover your face and head with